federal judge in New York City has rejected a deal between Google and lawyers for authors and publishers. The gigantic search engine wants to make money from the world's largest digital library, which it has assembled. U.S. Circuit Judge Denny Chin conceded the creation of a universal library could benefit the public, but he said it would, quote, simply go too far and give Google an unfair advantage over competitors. He also expressed concern for the rights of copyright holders. In another Manhattan courtroom, a former Intel executive has begun testifying at the insider trading trial of Rajarajaratnam, the hedge fund billionaire. Prosecutors say Rajiv Goel was caught on a wiretap giving Rajaratnam confidential details of a billion-dollar telecom deal being considered by the board of Intel. Goel has already pleaded guilty to leaking company secrets and is cooperating with prosecutors. Political instability in several countries in the Middle East pushed the price of crude to $104 per barrel in trading today, a rise of more than $1.67. And on the stock market, the Dow was down 18 points to close at 12,019. The S&P lost 5 points to close at 1294, and the Nasdaq lost 8 points, ending at 2684. It's been more than a week since Japan was devastated by a massive earthquake and tsunami. And as workers struggle to bring the leaking nuclear reactors under control in other parts of the country, the dust is beginning to settle. With us to discuss Japan's recovery is David Weinstein. He's the Associate Director of Research at the Center of Japanese Economy and Business, part of Columbia's Business School. Welcome to the Financial 411, David.
Thank you for having me.
Japan now is in the process of trying to restart its economy after this devastation. What actually happened to the global economy when the world's third largest economy ground to a halt? What happened?
Well, there are going to be several shocks and aftershocks, much like with the earthquake. In the short run, we're going to see some significant disruptions in certain sectors as manufacturers try to restart their supply chains. In the long run, I think the impacts are going to be much less. But right now, for the next few weeks, we're going to see a number of manufacturers struggle with obtaining parts.
And David, what does Japan actually export to us that has been affected?
Well, I think there are going to be a number of sectors that are going to be hit. Autos and auto parts have already been disrupted. Also, some electronic sectors have been affected. So high-tech goods and cars are going to be the main victims of this.
And any idea how long that could last, those disruptions?
Usually, this type of event causes disruptions for a month or two. And what we saw, at least after the Kobe earthquake, was that in the immediate months following the earthquake, industrial production fell by about 2% or 2-3% in Japan, but then bounced back quite rapidly in the next 2 months. So I would expect that we'll see a similar pattern here, with the one caveat being that Japan's energy crisis could potentially throw a wrench into the machinery.
And we've been hearing about the radiation in Japan affecting some of their foodstuffs. Do we need to worry at all about Japanese imports and radiation?
Well, Japan doesn't export much food to the United States.
What about the electronic products and that kind of thing?
As far as I know, the radiation is really an issue regarding food production, and it's not something that's going to affect the safety of Japanese electronics.
Okay, and how about a sense of how U.S. exports to Japan could be affected? Could Japan become even bigger customer for the U.S. of our goods and services?
Well, I think what we're likely to see is a big boom that's going to occur in housing as Japan tries to rebuild and construction. And also, there is going to be ultimately some energy contracts that are going to need to be signed. We still don't know how Japan is going to go forward and meet its energy needs, but those represent certain opportunities for U.S. manufacturers.
David, thank you very much. David Weinstein is a professor of the Japanese economy at Columbia University. You have been listening to WNYC's Financial 411. You can also hear this program as a podcast. Just go to WNYC.org. You're listening to WNYC AM and FM New York.